I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Radio, same time, same day, on the Sunday, when will the date pop up so I can read the date, because I hardly ever remember it. Oh, for fuck's sake, what's the date today?
28th,
thank you.
28th September.
And it's episode 36, baby, we're getting to the 40 mark. I think I've worked
out. Shows remaining.
Yes, 4 shows remaining. I was going to say, yeah, looks like we're going to be, well, yeah, let's take about a week's break.
No, is that all?
What do you want, a month?
About 5 years.
Are you that fed up of me?
Yeah, sick of the sight of you.
Thanks.
I'm only joking, man. No, I do need a few days off, as I was just saying offline, to absolutely destroy the tin pot studio that I've kind of set up here and rebuild it so it doesn't sound shit,
yeah.
Hopefully. So when we do come back, we should come back with better quality, more content, and live nude female wrestling.
Ooh, arr.
Maybe. You never know.
No, as I sit here talking to you,
yeah.
Today I've looked into a few projects here.
Cool.
Successfully managed to boot off USB using Slack's Kill Bill edition.
Good stuff.
Which I thought was fantastic. Do you know how fast that fucker is?
No. What's the boot up like?
The boot up is beautiful, but actual using the operating system is unbelievable. Unbelievable speed. I think it's because it's using completely different architecture to run the operating system, because it's bypassing the bottleneck through your CD-ROM, because it goes through the IDE cable, then through the IDE connector, and then back up to the processor. Because it, you know, you've got your hard disk and your CD-ROM. It's on the same IDE controller.
Yeah.
So it's going to be much more slower because it's accessing your CD-ROM and your hard disk at the same time while loading everything up into RAM. Whereas this thing just bypasses everything and says, fuck it, I'm going straight to the CPU, I'm taking all the RAM. And it's just amazing speed. off a USB, I was just like, oh my god, I really felt kind of a weird kind of sensation playing around with it. So I posted a post in the forum just to let everyone know that what I did. Also, I don't know if you've read the forum. About the kind of live video feed?
I read the notes you sent via email.
Yeah. What do you think?
It could be cool if we got something to film.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that actual... The email I sent was like the high-end kind of professional video streaming stuff. But what I will be doing is setting up like a web-based... live video stream, so that people can, like, I don't know if they wanted to, but look at me while I'm doing the show, sort of thing. I mean, just as an example to what we can use for Hacker Voice, but as my own personal project, I'm going to be using it to, like, monitor my room and monitor my house and stuff, just to make sure that, I don't know, just to be extra kind of, you know, they spy on you, why can't you spy on them, sort of thing.
Make sure no one's going through your porn drawer.
Exactly.
Stuff like that. Cool.
That baby's on lockdown.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Is there much expenditure with the streaming gadget you were talking about?
The full-out streaming thingy. It's about 80 quid.
Oh, that's not bad.
I mean, when I was looking at it, I thought it was an amazing product, because basically all it does is it takes raw video into it and raw audio input, and then basically converts it into like MPEG and streams it live onto the internet. So it's like an on-demand service. And what you can do with that is that you can package it, embed it into a website, so people can actually view the video live as you stream it, which is amazing, because that gives me the ability to take my own video and equipment and my own audio equipment and plug that straight into there, so I'm not dependent on I'm not dependent on something, you know, else.
Yeah, I thought it'd come with its own shitty little webcam kind of thing. But just having the ports where you can slam any old video you want in there, that is so sweet.
Because that means I can literally, you know, plug anything into it. I can plug my VCR into it and play back, you know, old fucking Babylon 5 shit.
Cool.
You see what I mean? So it's pretty versatile.
That is kick ass, mate.
So I was thinking, I don't know, you know, if we had like a special episode every week or something, where it was like a video episode.
A very special episode of Hacker Voice Radio.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Hello. Ionix.
Yes, hello.
There he is.
There we go.
Just working out my mixer.
Oh, cool. How's it
going? I actually had to look up the number. I should know it.
Yeah.
I set the damn thing up.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, man. How's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty well. It's going pretty well.
Fantastic.
I got to roll up my sleeves today and fix the network.
Cool.
I think I made all of 4 pounds an hour doing it, but
yeah.
Make me the most grossly underpaid network tech on the face of the earth.
Cool. So, have you heard what we were discussing, or you did get my email, didn't you?
Oh, shit. No, I didn't check my email.
I'll take that as a no.
Listen, your standards are slipping. I think we're going to have to, you know, assess your virtual contract and...
Oh no.
Cut your virtual pay.
Okay, we're gonna pull up the Gmail right now.
You know, you better be ready for the next appraisal, because, you know, this is just ridiculous.
Oh, the video streaming idea.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great. If we could get something up and running by the 7th, that would be just unreal.
Basically, the product that I purchased already enables me to stream and embed that stream into a web page anywhere in the world. And it's like it's basically an IP camera running a web server on it.
Okay.
But the actual product I sent in the email was like a fucking all-out web streaming, where you can plug any video source in it and any audio source into it directly, and it will stream that, convert it into MPEG, and
the IP200 stream box.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Reading it now.
Because I'm quite happy with doing like a video thing. I'd wear a balaclava and just, like, fucking leet it out.
Yeah.
We're gonna end up arrested if we start doing videos with balaclavas.
True, yeah.
You're out at the club, you take off your backpack, hook into an open access point, throw up the club, start streaming live.
Mm.
Hackers going wild.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Yeah. I gotta figure out a way to do this.
I was amazed at the price.
Expensive or inexpensive?
No, inexpensive compared to, you know, most of the stuff.
Great. That's definitely a little piece of equipment to have in the arsenal.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm.
How much was it running, if you don't mind me asking?
Sorry, how much?
If you don't mind me asking, how much does it go for?
Oh, it's the actual IP camera is £70, and that streaming thingy is like £80.
Hmm, that's actually pretty darn cheap.
Yeah.
That's just under $300.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, for a device that enables you to stream any source of video to anyone on the in the world is just amazing.
Oh, I would love to hook up a full security monitor setup or security camera setup in my house.
Yeah.
And be able to check it from a Palm Pilot. That would be great.
Mm. Oh, it's fabulous.
Not to mention like video at conferences and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or video conferencing, for that matter.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all the applications are practically endless.
I mean, the actual implementations of it are endless. What I am going to be doing is probably setting up some sort of live webcam during the show.
You might want to clean off your desk.
Yeah, I might do that. Well, I'll have it so that only people can see me and nothing else, and probably me smoking and typing in my laptop at the same time.
You know what you should do is throw a green screen up behind you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then keep projecting, like, the wackiest backgrounds onto it.
Like some kind of insane, like, I don't know, like, the Matrix, like, dripping down behind you, or, like, the Gibson, flying through the Gibson or something. That'd be cool.
that hacker cafe that they were at with the skating and video games.
Yeah.
Or what's their faces? The two Asian guys on that there. Their hacker show.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
It would be neat. Throw a little Tron in there.
Yeah.
A little porn.
Yeah, maybe some porn. You never know.
You know, it's a matter of a month or so before we move to an all-porn format.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
The background music is just going to be like the background music from our favorite movies, and we're simultaneously going to be streaming like image galleries that that change every now and again.
Very true. And I've just set up a web server on my Linux box, which I've been playing around with. That's why I only logged in at 9 o'clock, because I was playing around with my firewall, getting some ports open, because I basically lock everything down like a bitch.
What version of Apache are you using?
I don't even know. Let me see. How can I find that out? Wait. No, it doesn't say.
Well,
such a noob. It's probably the worst thing to do.
Ties into my first little news announcement here.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's that all versions of Apache previous to 2.6.1 are vulnerable to an HTTP request smuggling attack, which can allow malicious piggybacking of false HTTP requests hidden within valid content.
Oh, man.
It's a very large vulnerability, actually. Version 2.1.6 was just made to address this issue.
Right.
But apparently the vulnerability will allow cache poisoning, cross-site scripting, and session hijacking.
As well as
a couple other ways of attack.
That doesn't make me, too happy with running it off my laptop. How about I just unplug the Ethernet cable now?
Yeah. It's too late, you had me connect earlier.
Yeah, I know.
No, I jest. yeah, it is kind of scary. The good news is there have not been any exploits written and published for it.
Right.
So, it's a known vulnerability. Apache fixed it within a couple of days of it being known to them.
Cool, okay. I'm just trying to find out the version now. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to use this web thingy for, but I guess, you know, it's always useful to have a web server on your laptop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I find it to be very useful to be able to just run a web server now and again.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's 1.3.33-6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've used that one pretty much exclusively.
Is that vulnerable?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Bollocks. How do I uninstall this bastard? I'll just do an update.
Yeah, or that'd probably work.
Sure.
You know, if you're worried about it, just pull up the process ID and kill it.
True. No, I mean,
I just love that command, kill.
Yeah, exactly.
Too bad it can't be used for things in real life. Kill, space, dash nine, space, neighbor. That'll teach you to bitch about my dog.
So, any news?
Yeah. If anyone else has anything, go ahead first. I got a few things.
Planet, do you want to...
Just something to carry on from last night's show, where I was talking a little bit about the funky new iPod Nano, where a lot of people have been having a lot of shit about the screen, it being scratched, cracked, and generally fucked up. Last night I said Apple weren't doing anything, they haven't commented on it, and so on. But now, overnight, they've come out the closet. Dun dun dun! And they've said... Yeah, I'm sure the massive pressure that we put on them really fucking made a difference. Apple and... They're now saying, yeah, okay, there is a problem. If you send it back to them, they'll give you a replacement. Mm. So that's cool. They are admitting that there's a problem in some of them, even though they're pretty reluctant about it. But if you do have a problem, return it. So... Steve Jobs has got enough money. Get a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I think Apple can afford to replace faulty products. Too bad Windows doesn't do the same.
They'd go out of business overnight.
Yeah.
pretty much. Well, the other problem is there'd be nothing to replace it with. What would they do? Send you a Debian?
They'd send you Linux on a CD.
Bought our product. Have this copy of Debian. It'll solve the problem.
I'll tell you what. I managed to run a USB bootable distribution of Linux today under 15 minutes. It took me about 15 minutes to do. It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really was. The speed that it ran at was just... Oh, fucking
phenomenal.
Crazy. Phenomenal speed, yeah.
Yeah, they usually, the flash distros usually load a lot of these into your RAM.
Yeah.
Which just makes for an ultimately fast operating system.
Oh, most definitely.
To date, the fastest operating system I've used was that Minute OS.
Right.
It's written entirely in assembly and fits GUI included on a standard floppy disk.
Jeez.
It's definitely worth checking out. It is, it's amazing. It comes with a web browser, FTP, client,
wow.
All kinds of things. And it's just so, so freaking fast.
Well, thanks for telling us that, yeah.
And a complete GUI and operating system on storage 1.44 megabytes is...
Wow. What, does it encrypt itself? I mean, does it compress itself first?
I think it's on the disk compressed.
Yeah.
It uncompresses itself, yeah. Loads itself into RAM.
Cool.
Even then, it can't be terribly large.
Hmm.
No more than 5 megs. Probably much less.
Cool.
I think the real key to its speed is it's written entirely in machine language.
Yeah, sure.
Mm.
So is it dependent on a certain architecture then?
X86 architecture.
So it will run on any x86?
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
I mean, if you want to talk about a lightweight distro that you can run on old hardware.
Cool.
And it's not Linux-based, it's not Unix-based, it's just its own operating system, which I also thought was really cool.
Hmm.
The URL for that is Minute OS. It's MENUETOS. I believe it's a .org.
Right.
But that's really cool. I was talking to Scoby about it a while ago because I know he's looking into writing his own OS.
Yeah.
And that's basically what this person did. And then got a few other developers to work on him with it.
Sure.
What's the URL again for that, mate?
www.minuteOS, M-E-N-U-E-T-O-S, .org or .net, but I'm pretty sure it's .org.
Ah, got it. Yep, you're right. M-E-N-U-E-T-O-S.org. Cool. That is going to be checked out by me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sounds
if you look
sweet.
At the screenshot just on the original, on the page there.
Yeah.
If you click on the screenshot, it's pretty amazing what they've done with it. They have a Doom port.
Yeah.
Like, they ported Doom to assembly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You might want to link that in the links forum if you can, if you've got time.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I'll toss it up there.
Cool.
This is looking cool. It's also running DOSBox and ScumVM, so you can play a lot of old games on it, which is fantastic.
I'm definitely going to be checking that out.
Hell yeah.
I'll just boot from floppy. God, I can't remember the last time I did that, man.
Right?
I don't think I have
like
a floppy anymore.
Everything gone to hell and you needed a DOS prompt in order to load the CD?
Fuck.
Mm.
That was years ago.
I know. Mm. Oh, they also have a Quake port.
Yeah,
but it just it blew my mind the first time I ever saw it, and I've been following the project for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
It also has a 64-bit version.
Wow, that's cool.
Incredible.
Amazing
what some people do.
Did you get my email about suggestion of a U.S. number?
Suggestion of a U.S. number?
Yeah, I sent you an email. You probably didn't have time to read it, I guess.
I haven't checked my email since I left for work today.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
Except for I just checked for that webcam thing.
Yeah.
I had my email up. I changed it to go to Minute OS. Wow. I should be more prepared.
Now you know what we feel like.
I'm gonna get detention.
No, don't worry about it, man. For some reason, you're offline for me, Planet.
What?
I said, for some reason, you're offline for me, Planet, on Google Talk. Which is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, now you've come back online. I guess it's just the internet.
Yeah, it looks like you're offline for me as well, even though that's how I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Right now.
Google Talk is a liar.
Weird.
Ionix broke the internet, man.
Damn it. I hate it when I do that. It's so expensive to replace.
Yeah.
yeah, for me, if you wanted to do that, I would say like a 518 area code.
Sorry, a 51...
8?
Right, okay. What state is that? Do you know?
That's upstate New York. That's the Albany region.
Okay.
State capital region. And I'm going to be moving in like another 2 weeks.
Cool.
So a 518 number I could call from a payphone.
I'll definitely do that.
And with my voice over IP anywhere in the U.S., good, so.
Cool, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to check before I bought it so that, you know, we're all cool on it. But, yeah, what's going to be happening is I'm going to be setting up a private dial-in number with a phone that's going to be hooked into my mixer so that people can actually call either a UK number or a US number, and that same number will actually divert to one number so that people can voice over IP directly into the studio. And they can do that now three ways.
using the dial-in function, which is absolutely free, but they need to have IE and ActiveX control.
Yeah.
Skype, which is also, well, it's charged per minute or something like that, local call, depending where you are in the world. And also now they'll be able to get through to me on that voice over IP number, either in the US or the UK.
They could also call the free world dial-up number direct.
They can, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And soon...
The shame is when we finally print business cards,
yeah,
there's going to be so many damn phone numbers on it. It's going to be like both sides.
We should have
it's going to be like A4 size.
We should have like a thing where it kind of just goes, you've reached the, you know, hacker voice thing. Press 1 to divert to this. Press 2 to go to this. Press 3 to talk to an operator. And then it sends them to that specific number.
Your call is important to us.
Yeah.
This call will be monitored for quality control purposes. The problem with that, though, is that we're dealing with so many dial-in techniques.
Yeah.
Like, if there were one, it'd be easy to set up the one number that you could dial in and then, you know, route it however you wanted once it hit, you know, the PBX. But,
yeah.
With the number of methods that we have to actually call into the show, like some kind of universal interface would be necessary.
Sure.
Maybe porting our own soft phone.
Yeah. Or you could, we could have like one main one and then one subsidiary, so you could say that's for the dial-in function on the website and that's for the kind of base telephone network one.
We could set up an asterisk server.
We could, yeah.
So as soon as any number of these methods call, they all get the same menu and then are all routed the same way internally.
Yeah.
That would definitely be a worthwhile project.
So, Planet, would you want to do that for us?
What, set up an asterisk server?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I can give it a try. It will be ready in 2010.
Can you get it so it boots off your USB?
Christ. Anything else?
I don't know. I'll think
really
of something.
Good web spider.
Yeah. It has to run off a mobile phone.
Yeah. Oh, that can be done.
Oh my god, I could do that.
Hmm.
You better do it then, because
I'm not. Web programming.
I mean, the thing is, we actually come up with so many kind of cool projects that we're running out of time to do them all at once.
We're running low on manpower, high on ideas.
Yeah, exactly. We need some distributed workload.
We need a sweatshop.
Yeah.
Right.
Loads of coding monkeys.
Yes, I've always wanted a coding monkey.
Yeah.
Can we teach some of them kung fu?
Maybe.
Hell yeah.
I think an army of kung fu monkeys is exactly what we need.
Oh yeah. Remote controlled kung fu monkeys.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
We could go to conventions, they'd like sit on our shoulders.
Yeah.
Every time somebody asked a question that was either like, you know, blatantly just noobish or incriminating, the monkey will jump off and just attack.
Yeah.
That'd be lots of fun.
Cool.
You can't tie that one into a news story, though.
No.
Today's
killer monkeys.
Definitely lacking in the ninja attack monkey field. It is most days. I'm sad about that.
Yeah. Well, the registrar is reporting killer ninja monkeys have been released in the, you know... Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome. I'd get one.
Mm.
Forget the helper monkey.
Killer ninja attack monkey. Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Trying to tweak it so I can hear it, but it won't feedback.
Cool. Do-do-do. Let's see what is in the news.
Okay.
Actually, there's not much in the news.
The BBC website has just switched over to an Apache server.
Yeah.
Mm.
I found that to be interesting.
How did you figure that one out?
What's that?
How did you figure that one out?
BBC News, UK edition.
Right.
The BBC News website, under the bonnet.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, wow, Prince of Persia. Sorry.
I don't think they're running that on their server.
Java applet, Prince of Persia.
Yeah, their basic reason for switching over to the Apache web server is that they, let's see, the simpler the site, the cheaper it is to run. The fewer elements they have, the fewer they can malfunction. And they basically felt it was the best way to ensure that the servers will always be up and that they'll always be working properly and they'll be the most secure.
Cool.
So that study by Microsoft... Or no, it wasn't by... It was an independent study commissioned by Microsoft. It can go do whatever it'd like to itself.
Oh, man, this operating system's going to take forever to download. Oh, no, it's actually already downloaded. Wow. I'm going to have to find a fucking floppy disk now, man. No, seriously. I'm not joking. I don't know where my floppy disk is.
What do those look like again?
Oh, I don't know. It's...
Wait, do you even have your floppy drive working?
I think I disconnected it a while ago. Sorry.
Yeah, I seem to remember when we were getting your flash drive to mount.
Yeah.
You were like, I don't have this, I don't need it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Oh, I don't have a floppy disk on my laptop. I've got a floppy disk in my computer. I can't find a floppy disk. How embarrassing is this, man?
Well, it just kind of goes to show where things are going towards.
Yeah,
this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've got loads of fucking CDs. I don't have a floppy disk.
I wonder if you could boot. You could burn it into a CD, mark the flag as bootable, and have it work.
Yeah, but you'd have to run. You'd,
probably
you'd have
not.
To, like, boot.exe.bat or something like that. The
yeah,
fuck
it doesn't. You're right. It doesn't have any of that. And I'd be willing to bet that the assembly for the boot process is very specific as to the floppy.
Oh yeah. Well, as soon as it's written in assembly, I would imagine that.
Yeah, you'd have to be right.
Assembly's not very flexible when it comes down to that stuff.
I mean, it's not meant to be.
Yeah. I'm sure I've got like.
Thank God it's not either. It's difficult enough to program in.
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine if it was like Perl? With like 6,000 ways to do one thing. God.
Well, that'd just be a headache waiting to happen.
Yeah.
You'd need an entire database just to like reference commands.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Perl is actually an interpreter, so it doesn't really compile. Although you can compile Perl to an EXE. If you so wish to desire. Oh wow, what the fuck? Disclaimer, no guarantees made for back compatibility. This program will copy menus, operating system to an empty blah blah blah, this cat. Oh cool, my hard disk is not affected anyway. Nope, I don't wish to do it now because I don't have a floppy disk. Oh man, this is embarrassing. It really is.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you really needed it?
Never. just you know, it does show a good point here. I'd like anyone to actually come up with, you know, when they last used a floppy disk. What about you, Planet?
Actually, yesterday.
Damn.
But normally it's pretty rare. Yeah. Yesterday I was going through the same thing you're going through now. I was going around machines, putting a floppy disk in, and realising that I just hadn't bothered to put the cable in on the inside because we never fucking use them. So.
Yeah.
I always keep mine running, mostly because every time I make a new hard drive installation, of any kind of Linux. I always make a boot floppy.
Right.
Just in case something fucks up, or, you know, in case I want to install it, but I don't want to change the master boot record.
Oh.
Also, every now and again when I use this operating system.
No, I can't find it. Shit.
The other cool thing is, once you boot the operating system,
yeah.
you can take the disk out of the drive and use it.
Really?
Oh yeah, because it
yeah,
loads into RAM.
Because it loads
RAM,
entirely
it?
Into RAM.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool,
there's
man.
There's nothing to reference. It just runs directly from RAM.
Well, I've got about a gig of RAM, so I suppose it will run pretty cool.
Well, I think
you might just be able to fit that in.
Yeah, possibly.
About 500 to 700 times more than you need. And that's in percentage, not.
You know what? This is actually really, really embarrassing.
The reason I say it's embarrassing is because when you think about how much XB does not utilize RAM properly, and this program is able to load an entire fucking operating system into your RAM and run perfectly
off of a floppy.
Off of a floppy disk. It's just embarrassing. I mean, a multi-billion. Dollar company is unable to utilize your own hardware efficiently enough so that you don't have to wait 3 minutes before you're able to click start when you log into your machine.
Yeah.
And in no fault to your own. I mean, people just assume like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna have to wait here. And you know, people call me up and they're like, why is this taking so long to boot? I'm like, I can't give you a straight answer, but I can tell you that you're running Windows, so you know. They tend to shut
yeah.
up after that.
Yeah. And the worst part about it is when somebody doesn't keep up on what's actually running on
yeah.
startup. Sometimes it can take forever. Like, repairing computers, I've seen so many that are running like 30 or so commands in the taskbar when they start up. And like, they wonder why the computer crashes all the time and like, takes an hour to boot.
I found the floppy disk.
Yay!
Oh man, it's dusty.
Now let's see if it actually works.
I might have to format it. What is it? Add referendum sub Annie. God, this is probably from like 1996. I wonder if it'll actually work. Let's see. Forgive me if my computer crashes trying to access the. I hate the you know the noise they used to make.
I actually find that kind of comforting.
In a strange way.
At least it lets you know it's doing something.
Yeah, true. The thing that I found really strange is you know with the advances in technology. You can't hear the clicks of a hard disk anymore in a computer, so you don't know if it's doing anything. You have to look at the light to see if it's blinking or not.
Oh, on one of my, I can definitely still hear the click.
Yeah.
Then again, that's not a new one.
Well, currently in the server that I'm using now, I've got 3 hard disks in there. And
oh,
they're pretty
yeah.
noisy. Oh, I need to format it, yes. I'm surprised that fucker's still working, you know. That actual floppy drive used to be my Amstrad. So that's how old it is. No, seriously.
Jeez.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Listeners at home can play along with the fumble around for the floppy game.
The
running contest. Who gets to boot first? Post an IRC.
Yeah, we should do that. Have a boot contest. Whoever manages to post first, and you can track it by, oh, you were unable to complete the format. Why?
Because the disk is like 12 years old and it's just been magnetized?
Yeah, probably. I'll just run it past the magnet quickly and see if it happens to help it out.
We used to have, at a radio station I worked at, we used to have one of those demagnetizer for the 8-track cart.
Yeah.
Those things, that was awesome.
Oh, actually, I've worked out why I can't do it. I think you'd be amazed.
It's not plugged in.
Your floppy is not plugged in?
No. The actual drive, the floppy disk, splits in half. And I've just been able to take out the magnetic strip out of it. I'm holding it in my hands now. So it could be a reason why it wouldn't boot, because I was able to remove the actual floppy bit out of it.
So there's absolutely no magnetic disk in there?
There isn't now, that I've just removed it.
Okay.
There's probably a kilogram of dust in the drive as well.
A small colony of dust mites. And a couple of gnomes.
Yeah. I found another one. Oops, I just dropped something really heavy.
How did it?
Let's try this one. Oh, man. Do you remember those old color floppy disks?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the see-through ones. You can get red, pink.
Yep. I got a bunch of them here.
They're pretty cool. I remember those. Yes, this one works. Wow. And for some reason, it's got a database on it. Don't know what the fuck's up with that.
What have you been doing?
And it's going to get...
From 96. Fuck, you pulled it off of a dial-up connection. You managed to hack her from a payphone.
Possibly, yeah. I'm deleting it as soon as I can. I've probably got loads of incriminating evidence, like, just from floppy disks from years ago, when I was, like, 13 years old. Yeah. I threw away so many floppy disks. Because somebody decided to put... You know those kind of metal brackets?
Yeah.
They've got like magnets on them, so you can like put a magnet onto like a metal surface and mount something, like a, I don't know, a coat or pieces of paper and stuff.
Yeah.
They decided to put those metal magnetic brackets in that drawer full of old floppy disks. Now you'd be surprised what happened.
That's a good idea.
Got about 35 dead floppy disks now.
Yep. That'll do it. It's like leaving them on a speaker.
Yeah, exactly. So, anything else to talk about?
Well, let's see. A little more UK news. The Ministry of Government and Administration and Home Affairs said yesterday, and this was yesterday, as in the 23rd, that it would temporarily halt service to its servers until it seals security loopholes that have enabled hackers to invade its website, www.egov.co.kr,
right,
and force civil documents such as the residence registry, and I'm guessing by the address that this isn't a UK news. I'm not sure what nation this is.
I didn't do it.
Basically, people have been hacking its website and forcing residence registry documents, which in whatever strange land this is,
yeah,
allows people to make claims to banking institutions.
Right.
And like, say they wanted to take a loan or something.
Yeah.
They would put up, like, their property as collateral.
Yeah.
Well, what this allowed people to do is to forge residence documents, documents that made it look like they owned things that they didn't.
Uh-huh.
And it goes on and on. They said they don't have any direct proof that anybody did this, but it was a concern of theirs, so they shut the servers for about a month.
Okay, cool. I'm assuming
Korea, that's where it is. South Korea.
Oh, right, okay. At least it was far away from me. For some reason, this baby isn't working. It's doing something to the floppy drive, and then it just dies.
is kind of strange. Never mind, I'll have to play around with it after the show. So, good stuff. I'll definitely be fucking around with this.
Yeah, I highly recommend it to anyone.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah.
Not as full-featured as you'd like to see in, like, a OS that you use every day, but it's, like, a development thing.
Yeah.
And also kind of toy. And over the past couple of years, they really have added a lot to it. Like, you know, it used to just be a simple OS with text editing and things along those lines. They added in the full networking to it, which I thought was an amazing step in the right direction.
Well, I mean, if you're able to, you know, stick in a floppy disk, and by default, all machines check floppy disks before they boot.
Yeah.
You can then gain access to the system.
Oh, yeah. From a security standpoint, it's a really interesting thing.
Yeah, because some of them, most of all machines would actually block, if anyone was doing something correctly, they would block the CD-ROM drive. But by default, nearly all will actually boot from floppy. So you could actually bypass everything and fuck about, you know, play some Prince of Persia, maybe some Doom. Oh man, I want to play Doom. Oh, I've missed that game so much. God, if only I had this when I was 13, I wouldn't have had to write that fucking macro virus to get into the C drive. That's a whole lot of other beans.
That's another story. Story for another time, perhaps another place.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But the thing that I appreciate about it is the sheer cleverness of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and the brain power. I
mean,
But God, somebody woke up one day and decided they were going to flex their assembly writing skills and said, screw it, why don't I just write an operating system?
Exactly. Damn, and I need to get back to assembly because this has got my juices flowing. How large is the CXC? 1.2 meg. But a floppy disk takes... Floppy disks take 3 meg, don't they?
No, 1.44.
Oh, right, okay. Why did I think they took 1.38, this one? But for some reason, it's completely unused. And it hasn't written anything to the floppy disk. Never mind.
I don't know, usually I use the Linux version and just use Linux to write it directly, write the image directly to the disk.
I'll fuck about with it.
But I have used the Windows version, it does work.
Cool.
I don't know.
It's probably just me being a noob. Right, shall
either
we...
Either that or...
Yeah.
No, go ahead. I was just gonna say, or it could be the disk.
Yeah, it could be the disk. Cool, should we close things off, or do we have any more?
I'm all newsed out.
Okay.
Yeah, just been checking here, nothing else of interest.
Okay. Alright, well, I think it's about time we say goodbye and good night, and I'm going to be working on my network. I don't know if you're going to be sticking around, Ionix and Planet.
Yeah, I'll be around for a while.
Cool, okay.
Okay,
we can play around.
It's 5 in the evening here, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm actually going to be on World of Warcraft.
Ah, lovely.
I've got to do some leveling up, baby.
You know what? One day I might join you.
Cool.
Did they release a plague in World of Warcraft?
They did, yeah.
Like, kill off people? Had like a global sort of throw something into the mix. Did that ever get hashed out if it was the developers that did that?
No, I don't think it was basically... Yeah, I think we ran this story a few weeks ago, if you remember, Planet.
Yeah,
What
it was they put in a new feature in the game, which is a new boss character. If you go and fight this really hard guy, he hits you with a plague. If you manage to survive that and beat him, then you can leave his terrible evil lair and go back into the normal world. Only problem is, that the terrible plague he hits you with is contagious. So you go back to the normal kind of city hub where everyone's meeting around the auction house, and people start to catch this really elite kind of virus off you. You know, so you've got all these level 12 players standing next to a level 60 guy, and something that doesn't kill the level 60 guy will absolutely slaughter a level 12 kind of bloke. So it's the real imbalance kind of fuck up that was meant to challenge the high-end players, but by making it contagious, they just fucked it up for a lot of people, really. And people were spreading this on purpose as well, just for a laugh.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. If I heard about that, I'd be catching that shit.
Just running around, going, have some
I mean, pretty much just like it'd be if I caught the real plague.
Yeah.
Rubbing yourself up against people. Have a bit of that.
Everybody's going down with me.
Yeah. Have some of that in your soup, bitch.
And what type of sandwich would you like? Achoo!
Cool. Well, I've just worked out, I got an error from it. It said can't access this get halting, so I'll have to play around with that later on.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely keep us updated on that one.
Yeah, we'll do.
In fact, if you could set up a camera so when you do get it to work, I can see the look on your face, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah, it should arrive in the next few days, actually, so I'll be setting that up.
That's really cool. I need one of those.
I might embed it straight into the website. Yeah. Cool. Okay, I won't ask anymore for closing music. Because nobody seems to pick out anything that I have, or when I do, it's just like, oh, I can't really be bothered, or whatever.
The one time I was like, play the Django, and Lance was like, what the hell is this crap?
So, you know, major conflicts of interest.
You decide, mate.
Okay. Madonna, I love you.
Oh, God. If you hear the sound of a gunshot in the background, it's just me taking my own life.
Yeah. How about Slipknot?
Spice Girl.
What?
Spice Girl.
Yeah, Spice Girl. Mama. Or,
so tell me what you want.
What you
what
really,
do
really
you
want.
Really, really want. You want a what?
I want a zig-a-zig. Ah.
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 Well, you can go off and do that somewhere else, lady. I don't even know what that means. And you've got a really fucked up way of talking dirty, let me just tell you.
Yeah. Let's play the music from Pi.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's a good night from me.
Good night from me.
Good night, people.
Ta-ta.
Routine. personal note. When I was a little kid, my mother told me not to stare into the sun. So once when I was six, I did. The doctors didn't know if my eyes would ever heal. I was terrified, alone in that darkness. Slowly, daylight crept in through the bandages, and I could see. But something else had changed inside me. That day I had my first headache.
Right?
Okay. 73 divided by 22.
3.31818.